I'm David Ford. Nishoku presents a young boy and his escape from the reality of his own broken home. He creates an imaginary world where he's called upon to teach the sun and moon to coexist in harmony before the earth is destroyed. Red Balloon draws from Japanese no theater in showing how an orphan boy rediscovers the beauty of childhood. That's Circus Theater, the unique collaboration between Cirque du Soleil and their longtime partners at University of North Carolina School of the Arts. After making it through a careful selection process involving several different gateways, each of the all-student-run productions are now in their ninth month and ready to share with the world. UNCSA School of Drama student actor Alex Bodine and UNCSA School of Dance alumnus, contemporary dancer Emily Chamberlain, spoke with me about Circus Theater Project, and they were joined in the studio by UNCSA Director of Scenic Design and Circus Project Director John Coyne.
One of the challenges that we give with the Circus Theater Project is that there can be no recognizable language. And this was a criteria, if you will, that Cirque du Soleil set up from the beginning. And so I think the whole exercise is, how do you go about telling a story without words? And the students do that, obviously, through movement, through sound, through bodies in space, through the lights, through the costumes, or all kinds of means. But it's been fun to watch. This is our third year, and I think, you know, they're still exploring, how do you do that? How do we create this non-traditional means of storytelling? And, you know, sometimes it's actually through silence. Sometimes it is through full orchestration and, you know, chaotic movement and, you know, filling the stage. But sometimes what I've found is just a really simple moment where two characters connect and we observe that can be quite powerful. So, you know, there are all kinds of different ways to do it. And that's what I enjoy in seeing, you know, how the students are exploring that.
And another one of the directives is no director, which I find interesting. Alex, what sorts of challenges does that present?
It's less of a challenge. I mean, because there's no director per se, we're just an artistic collaborative team. We can all kind of throw all of our ideas in the pot and see what it boils down to. Everything that is, you know, excess and not necessary kind of just boils away. So what you end up with is a finished project that contains the viewpoints of not just one person, but three different people, and is, I think, better for it.
I'm getting so much out of this just because from the beginning, when you've been with something so long and at a point throughout the gateways, you know, each gateway, they would have people there who would give us feedback, John and some of the deans from the different schools. And at a point, you had to clarify and defend your idea, know that it's worth getting together for. In each new gateway, they would want to see results. They'd want to see that you'd thought and you'd come up with something new or boiled down. So that along the way has really invested me in this process and put me into finding connection with this piece. So for me, I've been partnering with Bruce Tippett, our composer, from the beginning, and I've really learned how to communicate via musical terms and choreographed terms and to find that communication between choreographer and composer. And then with the costume designers, it's a whole nother lingo, a whole nother way of talking. So I've just really found myself kind of feeling like in a producer's standpoint, because it's so collaborative, that you have to really communicate with everyone to make sure everything gets to where it needs to be.
University of North Carolina School of the Arts School of Dance alumnus, contemporary dancer Emily Chamberlain, UNCSA School of Drama student, actor Alex Bodine, and they were joined by UNCSA Director of Scenic Design and Circus Project Director John Coyne. Circus theater performances are Friday night, August 22nd at 7 o'clock, and Saturday, August 23rd at 2 and 7 in the DeMille Theater on the UNCSA campus. You'll find links to ticket information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.